This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Earlier this week, a group called Act for America hosted a speaker in Missoula who drew more protesters than listeners. Nikki Ouellette reports that last night he spoke in Kalispell to a very different crowd.
Hello. Just need to check your bags.
Pastor Sharam Hadian drew more than 150 people for a lecture sponsored by Act for America's Flathead Valley chapter about what he calls the fallacies of a peaceful Islam.
I think it was received well. The feedback that I got, for the most part, was very positive. I hope it did help them and open their eyes.
Hadian spoke for well over 2 hours, using quotes from the Bible and Quran to show the two religions do not share commonalities. He slipped in frequent plugs for his DVDs on sale in the lobby. The Kalispell crowd nodded along, many of them taking notes throughout his speech. Toward the end, Hadian's arguments became more barbed. He said, quote, Allah is satanic, end quote, and Muslims are working with Black Lives Matter and other groups to destroy the country. Calvin Berenger is co-chair of Act for America's Flathead County chapter, despite the opposition in Missoula and human rights groups labeling Act for America an anti-Muslim extremist group. Berenger is pleased with the events.
Tonight, I saw a ton of new faces, so I would say probably a quarter of the people that were here tonight were new. So our organization is growing.
Berenger says his group's goal is education. ACT brings in people like Hadian to open a dialogue, he said, and that's what happened with the audience in Missoula on Tuesday.
I visited with a couple of them during and after the event, and they were taking copious notes, and they had some questions. And they went up and visited with Sharam afterwards. And so that was phenomenal. Nobody was angry or anything like that. We had several of the protesters come in and sit down and visit.
Like the Missoula event, Speaker Sharam Hadian asked the media not to record the event in Kalispell. Act for America's next event is November 2nd in Polson, featuring Department of Homeland Security whistleblower Philip Haney. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.